Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Memtes Simen Tes, and we talk about the halacha that a person drinks water without any element of tzimoyin, not because he's thirsty, but just to remove something from his throat. Or an example we gave to take some type of a medication. So in that situation, so the person does not make a bracha. So just clarifying a few points about that. So let's say a person is on a diet, and part of the way they're on their diet is they drink a lot of water to fill up their stomach, so they shouldn't be hungry. So in that situation, a person would, yes, make a bracha, because in probability, the Sharatzion points out, if you get any benefit at all, you have any pleasure at all from the drink, we assume that probably you were slightly thirsty, and therefore it's considered a valid benefit. Similarly, a person would be taking a drink of water, he's some type of medical test procedure, and he needs to drink something, and he's drinking some water. We assume probably the person might be, if there's any feeling of hargosha, of pleasure in the water, it's because the person apparently was really, yes, a little bit thirsty, and that's why a person is appreciating the water. So in most of those cases, we're going to assume the person would be making a bracha. Let's say a person has a suffix bracha, so whether something is a shahakal or a dhamma, so he says, okay, no problem, I'll take a vare hodama and a vare shahakal and make a bracha on them, and I'll be mitzi my suffix. So he takes something which is definitely a dhamma, he takes a piece of lettuce, and he takes a drink of water. So if the person's only drinking the drink of water because he wants to be able to be mitzi his suffix bracha, and not because he's thirsty at all, in that situation, a person would not make a bracha. Rabbi Forrest in his Sefer Piskei Halacha discusses the status of seltzer, unflavored seltzer. The only thing it has in it is the carbon dioxide. So the person's taking a little bit of seltzer to drink, to be able to take a pill down, would he make a bracha or not? So do we look at seltzer as the same thing as water or not? So he says that in general people find a certain pleasure in the fact that it's carbonated, the fact that it has bubbles in it, that gives a person pleasure. So that would be the equivalent of a flavoring in regards to for this purpose. That would have dinner of a flavoring. But Rav Menashe Klein does say in the case of a person just taking a small amount, and really the bubbles is totally irrelevant to him, it would function similar to water, and it would not require a bracha in that situation. Anytime a person has any type of suffix in these matters, a person, whether he really is thirsty or not, the best thing to do is to take something which you've got to make a bracha on, take a little bit of orange juice, make a bracha shahakol, and then you'll cover your water mamon of shach. Whether you're thirsty or not, you would cover the water. In regards to bracha achrona, you're going to have the same question. So the person wants to definitely make a bracha achrona. The amount that you need to drink, we pointed out, the amount you need to drink to be able to make a bracha achrona is not a large amount. 3 ounces is enough to be able to make a bracha achrona. Rav Feinstein, Zichl Bracha, calculates out that he has two calculations. One is 3.3 ounces, one is 3 ounces. There are obviously larger shiurim, but bracha achrona is a din rabbanon. You can be sumach on the smaller shiur. If a person drinks 3 ounces, he definitely can make a bracha achrona, b'reina fashos. So a person with 3 ounces of orange juice, he definitely can make a bracha achrona, even with drinking much more water. If a person is drinking the water and he's not sure whether it's enough to make a bracha or not, so the person, he's not really thirsty. Maybe he's a little bit thirsty. He enjoys a half an ounce worth of the drink, and after he's just finishing off to get a shear, he would not make a bracha achrona. If he has any suffix about it, he should try and avoid it and use the eitzah of making a bracha achrona on something else. Okay, so that's the points you wanted to clarify in regards to Simen Tes. Simen Tes deals with the case where a person started making a bracha and started eating a food and realized he did not make a bracha. He put the food in his mouth, and he had not made a bracha before putting the food in his mouth, which obviously is a problem. So the Chayyadim deals with that question. Bezer Hashem, we will deal with that in the upcoming shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.